This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And he just had a great chemistry with Cena. I think their chemistry, sometimes that's what makes or breaks a movie or a radio show or whatever. You got to have some chemistry here. And I felt like that their chemistry on screen was fantastic. And the fish and chips are a big part of it. I did not like that because, you know, Celtic was closed the days I was watching.
You had a hankering?
Yeah.
Also, my boy Jack Quaid. Always love to see Jack get some run.
Yes. And you had the Jonas.
Nick Jonas's wife. Nick. Nick's the youngest one, right? I'm glad I don't know this. I think Nick's the youngest one.
All right. I'm noting this for trivia tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put the Jonas brothers in order during Writer Than Right trivia.
Yeah, well, that one's easy. If I can get Nick right, it's easy. Because Joe is the middle one, and Joe Jonas dated my former roommate's wife before he married her.
Oh,
and
wow,
so
you got
we
a special
always
connection.
Rub that in. Like
right
hey,
before.
It's like, how does it feel to know that like she settled for you? We always love to point that out to him. Like that's an all-timer. The movie was everything I wanted. Take it you didn't like it as much as I did.
No, I knew you would like it because, I mean...
I'm very stupid, yes. And it was right in my life.
I enjoyed it. Okay, so I watched, over 4th of July weekend, I watched that movie and I watched Sinners.
You can't do that.
Like, I'm just
telling
you.
This is the problem that I had with Barbenheimer. When everyone was trying to do
both
the
back... Both of them dropped.
It's
not my fault. Both of them got on streaming at the same time. But so many people
like
have
people
been telling me you got to
like
see Sinners.
Insisting on, you've got to do this
I did
in the same night.
No, I did it in the same day. It was great. I loved
it. Was it great?
It was
awesome. Long.
Oh, it was a long day.
Because Oppenheimer by itself is long, but...
It was a great day.
Which one did you go to first?
We did...
I think you had to do Barbie first.
I want to say we did Barbie first. Okay. I loved both. I thought it was a great day. I'm not a big movie person. Went with like six of my friends to do both back to back. It was great. Great time.
My wife's texting and saying she liked the movie way more than I did. But anyway, I watched Sinners, I watched Heads of State. I fell asleep during Heads of State, but to be fair, it didn't start until like 11 p.m. So I went back and finished watching it.
That's
how much I wanted to I wanted to see it and also report back here.
Yeah, my wife got up to go to bed and I couldn't believe it. I was like,
she didn't finish it.
No.
Oh, my wife finished it. She loved it.
She did ask me, she goes, how was it? And I was like, it was everything I wanted to see.
I went back and watched it and like, it's like the action is just, the action
is tremendous.
It's the... A plus on that.
Absolutely.
A plus. So I enjoyed that. I just, you know, I'm very critical of the wrestlers when they make it to the big screen. So that's just, I'm coming in here. But I was impressed with his ability to John Cena's chemistry with Idris Elba because like it's like, it was amazing. Like it felt real. That felt real.
I need a trailer
for Water Cobra.
I need a trailer for Water Cobra.
Oh, yes.
That should have been the marketing. Like, why?
Why was that not in the...
I don't know, because remember Tropic Thunder? Like, one of the best parts of... Tropic Thunder is hilarious, but one of the best parts about Tropic Thunder were the fake trailers.
Yes.
Like the Tobey Maguire...
It's like the easy...
Priest, there's Tobey Maguire and Robert Downey Jr.'s character and, like, the they're whatever, they're like monks that have the gay relationship, the booty sweat commercials, Jack Black's The Fart, whatever.
I did go back and watch that movie.
What was The Fart movie?
I love fake trailers. I love fake trailers. Yeah. And it would have been great for at the end of the credits, you throw in that or something. So the movie is Heads of State. We're talking about, it's got a 72% critic score, 75% audience score. So it's
the audience
fresh.
Shocks me.
It should be higher. You would think.
Yeah, I would think the audience
would be a little bit higher.
Because here's why. You have to, that because it's on Amazon Prime, this is not just like, all right, let's go to the movies, what's on? You have to make the choice. And if you're someone that makes the choice for the John Cena Idris Elba movie, like, this is like right what you want.
For sure. And, but yeah, so watch it. I think it's a fun movie for the summer. Sinners also, I mean, I can see why it's getting its rave reviews as well. Fantastic. Motion picture, totally different movie. It's up in the 97% from the critics.
So that is
when you get the certified, the little logo, it's certified fresh there, and 96 from the...
It
dropped on Max, but now it's on HBO Max.
Yeah, so I wanted... It's one of those ones, though, I feel like I'm going to have to be ready to watch. Like, I can't casually watch that one.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Like, that's what's great. I mean, Heads of State, definitely can casually watch it. You can fall asleep during it, pick it back up.
Yep.
Not miss a beat.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. Penny Hardaway spoke last night at Tigers on Tour. Let's discuss that and more when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on right now over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and that means that you can save up to 40% off all engagement rings during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements. And plus, for a limited time, you can get a free Yeti Tundra cooler with your purchase of $24.99 or more. Proposals need ice, and Robert Irwin Jewelers is delivering it in more ways than one. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy an engagement ring. Why, might you ask? Because they have more choices in every budget with the largest collections of natural and a wide selection of lab-grown diamonds. They give you options. Also, if you want to do what I did and do the custom engagement ring, it's not as daunting as it sounds. All you need to do is trust the fine folks over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go in with something as simple as a picture, a drawing, even an idea. They will make the ring come to life, and at the end of the process, you'll have a never-before-worn engagement ring. You can also do so with peace of mind with a meant-to-be guarantee. That means for any reason, if you're unhappy with your purchase, you have a full 365 days to return it at the full purchase price. Robert Irwin Jewelers is also going to save you money. They have the lowest price on GIA certified natural diamonds at the lowest prices in the Mid-South. If you're already married and you're thinking about trading up that engagement ring or you want to upgrade it, they can help you out with that as well. There's no better time than right now to head on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, and the sale is going on now. Again, you can save up to 40% with your purchase of $24.99 or more. You also get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any of their five locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get into the list. Tigers on Tour. All right, so last night at the Brookhaven, we had the local Tigers on Tour event. Penny Hardaway and offensive coordinator Tim Kramsey were the featured speakers. So, of course, the big talking point, as always, Kevin.
What is it?
What are we doing about that UT series?
What are we going to do?
All right, I know you and I have talked about this topic.
Yes, of course. Well, yeah, I mean, it's what people do. That's what people do in this city. Well, we talk about this topic.
I also want
an important topic.
I also want it on the record. I am very clear in saying they should play the damn games.
Yeah.
I also wonder, though.
You're very clear that you don't think they will play the game.
Right. So should we just keep talking about it? Because there is the idea of
pressure.
But it doesn't, like, they're not flinching. Like, to me, it's like I would table this conversation until Rick Barnes retires. It's just, it doesn't seem
how old is he?
70, I think.
We might be able to start talking about it again soon, then.
Well, there was a thought that...
He's like one of the few old guys who's not getting fed up with the new system. Was he not going to quit?
So he'll be better right now, actually. He'll be 71 in 8 days.
The difference that SEC money makes. He'll be how old?
He will be 71 in 8 days.
He could go for a while. I don't think we should not talk about it. What was the response last? What are we saying? So what's the latest on this? Because I know we also finally got to see the John Calipari, Penny Hardaway podcast about the Arkansas game potential and kind of the little bit of the origin story of will we officially, when are we going to officially find out about that? That's what, we're running out of time, are we not? Like, it's July. Are we going to have an Arkansas-Memphis? That's what I would be asking about. Like, what's, if we're going to play in the fall, should we be announcing something?
Well, I mean, last year, didn't they announce it like 3 weeks before? But I would have figured they wanted to announce it earlier to try and have more time to sell the tickets.
John Calipari Appreciation Night.
Yeah. And if they can get the, maybe they're waiting on to see if all the players will come back.
And then announcing like it, they want so to they have the names and everything.
The big reveal.
Yeah. But we're pretty sure you're thinking that's going to happen.
I'm at the point now where if it doesn't happen, I'd be surprised.
Right.
I guess it's to what degree it happens.
Because that game is going to happen. The St. Jude exhibition game against somebody is going to happen. And
it's how many guys show up, I guess, is the question.
All right, so that's and what day is this going to be at?
I think it was a Wednesday last year, if I recall.
All right, I like Wednesdays.
Maybe they're also waiting to see if TV will pick it up again.
Well, I mean, if TV doesn't pick this up, what are they doing?
I mean, if they picked up the North Carolina game, you'd pick this one up for sure.
Right, you definitely would pick. There's nothing I agree with more than the
or maybe the
TV
other
people.
The other issue is you're waiting on the Grizzlies to get their NBA schedule, and so
you have to know what dates you can work.
Correct.
With. Yeah.
Like, you don't want to schedule it for one date and then find out, hey, that's actually, you know.
Because that's what will happen for, like, Saturday games in conference or whatever will be at in the morning if the Grizzlies are playing at night.
Right.
They'll have to adjust with that. So that's why we haven't heard that. But that's not what's preventing a game with the University of Tennessee. There has been some schedule news for the Tigers, though, right? So we've got the game with Baylor now going to be a home game against Baylor.
A Vandy game was announced.
The Vandy game's on the road or is that at home? Are we doing a road trip to Nashville?
December 17th. I think that one's here. I think next year it's in Nashville.
So it's this season, we'll have Vandy at home and Baylor at home this upcoming
Correct.
Season. That's a little variety. I like that.
And then we'll have, let's see, I believe, was it Southern Illinois? I think it.
Yeah, not
Southern
not
Illinois sounds right. The games that we have at Baja, which
yeah,
I know,
no,
but those
the
are
The problem
big
is,
games.
Like, the big games are, like, so
away games.
You got Ole Miss and Mississippi State are on the road.
They were in here last year.
Right.
Louisville is...
Is in Louisville.
Yep, we checked that out. Bahamar, well, they've got, what, Purdue and Tech.
So USF is here. Okay, so Munz has got right here. Baylor, Vandy, UNLV, USF.
That's right, Pastner is coming back.
And then the road dates are Louisville, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, and then the Tigers face Purdue at the Bahamar Hoops Championship, and then Texas Tech and Wake Forest are also there. The other thing that I thought was interesting, what do we make of this?
All right.
So we had a roster question. According to Munz, the question for Hardaway was whether his 2025-26 roster was completely set. Quote, "The roster is done at this point," he told reporters after the school's event. The follow-up question was a bit more specific and elicited a different spot or a different response. Quote, "We've got to get big, so we're still looking for someone else as well." That doesn't seem like that. One can't be true and the other be true, right? The roster's done at this point.
Right.
We're still looking for someone else as well. Like,
we're never finished. You know, the work's never done. If you're coaching the University of Memphis.
The other aspect of this, he was also asked about Simon Majuk, and he said, quote, "We have to figure this his game out. We only saw a little of him on film, but once he gets into practice or gets into the gym and we work him out, so we'll need to see where he's
This is
needed.
The new guy who's coming in from overseas?
Overseas, but also Penny said, he's yet to report to campus, and he doesn't have an expected arrival date. I mean, also, I mean, I'm sure there's probably visa complications, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing.
That's going to definitely complicate things.
And then there's also weird NCAA rules about how you can pay guys, because, you know, technically, if you're on a school visa, you're not allowed to work. Like, so I guess there's complications there. I got the I got the impression it wasn't. I'm not sure if they think he's coming. I'm not sure that they think he's not coming. I very much got the impression they don't know.
So, right, I believe that. Well, who does know anything about international like work visas right now? I don't think anything's for certain for anybody. So, and I'm sure it's tied into that. But they feel like he's coming here if he can, right? That seems to be what the story they were getting this week is that, hey, the Tigers got a new big guy coming in. We don't know much about him at all, really. We really know nothing about him except that he is planning on coming if we can work it out. That's where we're at today, right?
I think the way I would phrase
it is... He has a better chance of coming than Memphis has of playing the University.
If Simon is going to play college basketball, he's playing at Memphis. I think that's how I would phrase it right now.
I think that's right.
Yeah. All right, from the football side of it, we had Tim Kramsey last night, and of course the big question is the quarterback spot. And he was asked about the competition between Brendan Lewis, who's the transfer from Nevada, and Arrington Maiden, and then A.J. Hill, of course, the highly coveted recruit. Quote, it won't go into the season. It'll be a couple of weeks before the season. According to Jonah Dillon of the Daily Memphian, Lewis, the transfer from Nevada, entered the spring practices with a step up in the competition and still appears to be in that spot. He has started 35 games in college between his stints at Colorado and Nevada. The rest of the quarterback room, which added Arkansas State transfer Ty Collins and Kyrville freshman Grant Troutman after spring practice, has a combined zero career collegiate pass attempts. All right, this is the thing, though, I'm curious to know how everybody feels. I just want him to start A.J. Hill.
That's what you want. That's just what you want.
Yeah.
Take the big swing.
Yeah, it's way more interesting.
Talent over potential consistency.
And I don't even know, you watch Brendan Lewis right, play?
He's
not that consistent.
No.
And it's just not very fun. It's kind of boring.
I guess I should say experience.
Yeah.
As opposed to consistency.
So Memphis opening up.
Failure experience.
Opening up against Chattanooga, Labor Day weekend.
I mean, the problem is what Arkansas is game.
Was it three or four?
Three.
I think it's game four.
Was it three or four?
I think it's game four. We got Chattanooga.
Arkansas State.
Georgia State. And Troy. And then it is Arkansas on September the 20th, which is a really getting close to the basketball game that could be happening.
I don't know. Brendan Lewis just feels very boring.
I agree with you. I think if you've got a top exciting prospect, especially at quarterback, let's do it. It's not like there's somebody else.
And it's not like, hey, has anyone watched the defenses in the American?
Not great. Plus, I mean, those three games as your kind of tune-up games, those aren't the worst.
No.
Those are decent non-con opponents, I'd say.
I mean,
you've got Sun Belt teams in there.
You could go real football, coach. Like, don't want to put too much on film so that you can surprise them in the Arkansas game. I hate that move.
I hate that. I don't know.
There's only a certain number of reps. So, yeah. So, A.J. Hill is going to be the freshman. For the Tigers, he was ranked number 5 quarterback in the country. Number 61 ranked player.
He was a consistent top 100 guy. The problem is all the rankings can be. I think ESPN had him at 5, but
number 10 by 24/7. He's on a bunch of lists, which would mean he should be.
He had the number one
quarterback on the Memphis Tigers.
He had legitimate P4 offers.
Right. He's got on paper. He's the highest ranked quarterback on the Tigers roster. So yeah, let's start him. What are we waiting for? Is a great question. I don't know what the benefits would be to waiting. I mean, we're going to get closer and talk about analyzing all the different angles on the Tigers' potential chances to find their way into the playoffs this year.
I mean, I guess the concern is, all right, if you play him as a freshman and he plays well, he just leaves. It's like, you're getting a year out of him one way or the other. If that's how you think, I'm not saying that. Like, I've always been.
If that's the thought process,
play him.
Let him cook.
Correct.
Get him out there. And on the other hand, what if he does need time to kind of sit in season, doesn't play that great this year, ends up staying and is awesome next year?
You get an extra year out of him. My deal is just play him because in the end, what if he likes it?
Yeah, and what if he does so well because he
what if he gets a girlfriend? Right, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's stuff can happen.
Yeah, that will be a possibility.
Of course, now the problem is you got Texas Tech spending $55 million, so we'll move the girlfriend too.
Yeah, wow,
that is an unreal number, $55 million.
Disgusting.
Now it's all sports. I was thinking about this though. If you're the billionaire. He's, by the way, he's at Media Days.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess good for him. Like, he's making himself available. But it's like, if I had that much money, I just don't know if I'm, like, trying to make my college team good.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you have a billion dollars, you know, you can.
But buy, I guess is now
you have
the
to have
prob-
more than a billion to that, buy a sport, pro sports team now. So.
Now he has more money than any of us could ever imagine, but he doesn't have enough money to go buy a sports team.
So he needs to own a college team.
He's owning every college team at Texas Tech.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he's going to own the college.
He's like the half step below like Steve Cohen.
Right. I just... okay, let's... NBA Cup.
Not our Steve Cohen. Not Steve Cohen. Not Steve Cohen from the rehearsal season 2.
Correct.
No.
We have the groupings for the NBA Cup. The Grizzlies group will consist of the Lakers, the Clippers, the Mavs, and the Pelicans. So two division opponents and then two from the Pacific.
Okay, why do we get these today? Why are we getting these now? Why are we getting what's
I don't know, because the NBA's had weird 6 minutes release. Where they haven't gotten to release an infographic. Also, do we like how
they are kind of good infographics, I'll give them.
They have a pretty good info. But it's like I don't know.
They look like groupings, yeah.
Do the Grizzlies make it out of pool play for the first time ever? The Grizzlies did pick up their first cup win ever this year, but will they get out of it?
I am leaning no.
I think it's their best chance to. Are they going to be healthy? When is this cup play? When is it going to begin?
So last year, I think the first cup game was in November.
That sounds about right.
They waste no time getting this.
It plays out basically over a month.
So the Grizzlies are not going to be. I mean, we're looking at so last year, Jaren Jackson Jr. could
last
not
year
be
was
available.
November 12th through December 17th.
So yeah, I mean, you're looking at possibly. I like the scheduling. I like the potential matchups. What are the other groups like? Is there a better group out there that you would wish you could trade
all
with?
Right, so the other West groups. I think I'd rather be in the group that the Grizzlies are in. No, I think you want to be in Group A.
What was Group A?
Thunder, Wolves, Kings, Suns, Jazz.
Well, how does the Thunder get set up like that?
Are the Thunder the new darling? Like, is that through the NBA's? Like, they didn't seem like they wanted to push them.
That seems more rigged than a lottery. So we can't. Can we not trade with the Thunder here? Can you trade? Wouldn't it be great if you could throw in with your trade second round picks
I don't know if you're trading with the Thunder there. I think you'd be trading with the Kings.
I'm saying I would want to trade with the Thunder. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I think they're trying to keep I think it's safe to say you don't want to be in Group C.
No.
Rockets, Nuggets, Warriors, Blazers, Spurs.
All of those teams got better this year.
And all those teams want to be good. Like, we can disagree whether or not you think Portland should be good or the Spurs want to be. They're trying to be good this year.
Good coach, young players.
Correct. So I think
I mean, is it just like, okay, sure, we've got the schedule now, but I mean, the Grizzlies, if this starts in the middle of November, the Grizzlies are going to be missing their starting center. They're going to be missing as well Jaren Jackson Jr., more than likely.
You could talk me into Jaren.
Could be back. I hope he's back.
I think Edie's definitely out. You could talk me into Jaren could be available. I think there's a scenario where Jaren missed. I think it could kind of be like this year where Jaren missed, I think, the first two games. I think there's a scenario at play where Jaren misses like the first week or two.
Will Coward be back in time? He should be the point.
I think
right?
Coward should be a full go at that point.
Yeah.
My only thing is I think the Clippers got better again. We're going to have full Luka with the Lakers, and they also just picked up a center, which was their big need anyway. Dallas, kind of, if you play a similar size as you did last year, they're a bad matchup because they're so long and they defend well. New Orleans, therapy.
Who knows?
Tragic.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, but the Grizzlies have lost to bad teams in this before.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's realistically four teams out of the group that should want to be in the hunt at some point during the year.
Yeah, well, like, weirdly.
I thought everybody was supposed to care about the cup.
I'm more so at the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I will say this. I think the whole idea of the cup was stupid. I do think I think the games have more juice.
Yeah, for a regular season game.
They feel way more intense than any other game around them in the calendar.
Oh, well, no question about that.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll keep talking Grizzlies next with CJ Hurt. Stick around, listen, Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John FM, ESPN. CJ Hurt is a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. The HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Conradicalness. All right, CJ, what's your hottest summer league take?
Oh, come on. Don't make me do it.
I know who your employer is, and I know your job. I've decided I'm out. I've checked out on it's one of those things, I'll watch it casually, but the idea that, like, I'm trying to make way too much out of this, I'm out on it.
I've never been able to. Summer league, preseason NFL game,
yeah.
Your favorite college football team, spring game, pick an all-star game. I'm trying to think of other sporting events that is just like, yo, I'm not going to go out here and make a big deal out of this. It is, with summer league, people way smarter than me have said it. I feel this way as well. I'll echo their sentiment. If I can't come away overly impressed with what anybody has done in summer league. I can come away really concerned, though.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
Like,
summer league for me is a lot like Alabama taking on Troy, where, okay, Alabama beat them by 50, I don't know what to make of that. I can't take anything away from that. But if Alabama loses, then it's like, oh, no, I know exactly what that means. That means something has gone terribly wrong up there. It's the same way with Summer League. If G.G. Jackson had gone out there and in three games in Salt Lake City, been 0-for-30 with 50 turnovers, I'd be like, oh, that's not good. That is a problem. But instead, G.G. has had a nice start to Summer League. And it's like, okay, cool, Cam Spencer, all right, that's cool, Jalen Wells. Okay, that's cool also. I'm not going to make too much out of their summer league successes.
No, I'm with you too. Like, summer league can be alarming, but summer league success does not equate into being a good NBA player. Also, I was thinking about this. I do think another problem I had this year is like the fact that Cedric's not playing. Like, it just kind of, to me, the fun of summer league used to be, all right, you get to see your new toy. Like, it's you get to open the toy on Christmas and play with it. The fact that Cedric's not there, like, I don't necessarily care that GG, Cam, and Jalen look good. Like, hey, man, if they're going to be rotation guys, I hope they look good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't even think it's like opening a new toy on Christmas. I think it's going to the toy store early in December and testing the toy out.
I'll tell you what it is. Remember at Toys R Us? Remember at Toys R Us when they used to have, like, it's going and playing the video game at Toys R Us before you can buy it.
Absolutely. Just going and playing the game at Toys R Us and leaving and going home like, oh, that was fun. Maybe I should get that. Like, that's what Summer League is, man. It's not anything, for me, it's not anything that I get too worked up about. Unless you're really, really bad. We're crying out loud. Wasn't Josh Shelby MVP of Summer League?
Yes.
At one point in time.
Josh Shelby was, I think, Xavier Henry, I think, had a good Summer League.
Tony Rogan.
Who was Rogan our...
Was killing Summer League.
Didn't our Vanderbilt guard... remember we drafted him late first round?
I feel like his last name was Wade.
Yeah, Wade Baldwin. No, his first name was Wade Baldwin. Wade Baldwin had a great summer league.
There we go.
What's happening right now in this summer league, CJ? I need to know. I have not been watching. I'm relying on you. I know you've been doing pre- and post-game analysis on this. Have you not?
Yes, I have. Do you really want to know what's been going on in this summer league?
I just want to know if...
We have to know, CJ.
Anything to be concerned about?
Did GG get screwed? Was it really a three?
No, first off, I'm not answering that damn question. Second off, there's nothing to be concerned about. Everything's good. With GG, Cam, and Jalen, everything, they look like they don't belong, and that's what you want. Rob Fisher says it all the time. As long as you look like you don't belong, we're in a good space. And those three look like they don't belong. That Mayshak looks like, and it's summer league, and it's the two summer league games, and one of those summer league games was against third string summer league players, dudes who are fighting not for NBA roster spots, but they're fighting for hustle roster spots, and they're fighting for roster spots in other basketball leagues. So take this with a grain of salt, but Mayshak looks like he has a good feel offensively for what's going on. So that's something I was not expecting to say coming out of Summer League, Salt Lake City Summer League. That's something that makes him a much more interesting thing. Now, it's Summer League. It's not NBA. We'll see if that translates and what that could mean for his future. But outside of that, man, there's not a whole lot I can take away from any of these Summer League games.
Do you think with the lack of front court options, do you think that Bacot can play his way into, like, the two-way?
No.
Too small?
No. Nope. I don't know whether he's two, whatever. But no, I don't. The second game of Salt Lake, it was like, okay, let's see if Bacot can sort of make his case. Because it's right there. I had the same thought going into Salt Lake City. And maybe something changes between now and the end of Vegas Summer League. But remember that thing about, hey, if you play well, I don't really know what that means about you as far as it pertains to the NBA career. But if you don't play well, if you're not jumping off the screen, I know exactly what that means. Bacot is not jumping off the screen at me, man. Like, it's just not working for him in that sort of a way right now. So I don't think that if I'm going off of what he's done in two summer league games so far and what he did with the Hustle last year, I guess I just don't see it happening. It's hard when you are Bacot. Bacot has the same issue that what's my man's name? Janai Broome has.
Yeah.
Janai Broome had this issue. Drew Timmy had this issue. There have been other bigs who have been dominant in college, player of the year type players, first team All-Americans in college. And then they get to the NBA and it's just different. It's different. You've got to be athletic. You've got to be able to move your feet, or you can be just a giant, which like Zach Edey is.
Yeah.
But even as a giant, Zach Edey has, for somebody 7'4", somebody Zach Edey size, Zach Edey has a pretty good agility comparative to somebody his size. And Bacot just doesn't have that. He doesn't leap off the screen at you. Defensively, he's not a tremendous rim protector. He's not a outstanding finisher around the rim either. As a live threat, as a big pass, you're not going to facilitate the offense through him. He's not going to run your offense like throw it to him in the high post. Say, all right, make the next pass. I can't imagine him as a legitimate center forward option for the Grizzlies. A lot like I couldn't imagine it with Kenneth Lofton Jr. when he was here.
Kevin, here might be a development.
All right. Ooh.
CJ, I like Jalen Wells' new hair. I like the braids.
Oh, word.
I like it better than the front.
We don't see a lot of pros anymore, man.
I know we don't see a lot of them, but like I don't know. I kind of like this one. I like the braids. I think it looks tighter.
So we're
literally.
I hope we get some games with the fro. They're NBA players. They got NBA
big game,
money.
Big game fro. So, like maybe that'll be the indicator of whether or not it's a big game. You know?
A big game. Yeah, like Dylan has the Dylan braids.
Yeah.
And if it's a big game, we get the Jalen fro.
Yeah.
I rock with that. Every now and then, you got to let your hair breathe too. So I don't know if it's braids or if he's dreading it up. I'm not really sure what he's trying to do right now with his hair. But I'm partial to the fro because we don't see people in the NBA with fros, and Jason Wells was one of, if not the only dude in the NBA rocking a fro, Ben Wallace style.
Okay, CJ. So I think I know your answer to this, but we were talking about it earlier. What do you think it's more important for a Grizzlies fan or an NBA fan to watch Summer League or is it more important for a Marvel fan to watch the Marvel TV series?
Way more important to watch the Marvel TV series. One, those are actually good. Two, they're very, very important to the storyline. Just imagine what you can do instead of having a 2.5-hour window to try and get a plot in and get character development in, excuse me. You've got 8 hours now to do all of that. WandaVision is incredible. I love Secret Wars.
We can't keep hanging on to WandaVision. You like what?
Well, I'm going through names.
I was
going
to say, give me the ones to like, but I don't count Daredevil because Daredevil's its own thing.
It was not in the universe. That wasn't in the universe. All right, go ahead. Name him, CJ. Sorry to interrupt. I apologize.
The recent Daredevil, once you get past the first three episodes, once it picks up, remarkable.
No, I thought Daredevil was great. But like
Moon Knight, tremendous.
Tremendously confusing.
Right after one, what's confusing about it?
Moon Knight?
My man he's a true schizophrenic. Like, that's crazy. I know people are high on Ironheart as well.
Yeah, I've heard great things, yeah.
I love Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel was my jam. I loved it.
You like Bon Jovi. That's your jam.
Another one. There is a Ms. Marvel cameo, not her, but somebody else in Daredevil. Watch it. It's great stuff. What was the one right after
She-Hulk?
WandaVision, though.
There's the Lokis are out there.
Loki!
Yeah.
Loki.
Yeah, I like Loki.
Outstanding. Season one and season two of Loki. Come on now.
But to be fair, though, like if you're a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you don't really have to watch the TV series to enjoy the movies. And if you're an NBA fan, you don't have to watch Summer League or follow Summer League or know anything that happened to Summer League to enjoy the actual product that we call NBA basketball.
It provides more context and better context and makes the the storylines being told in the MCU makes them all the better. I can't imagine watching the second Doctor Strange without having seen WandaVision. You know, I can't imagine watching some of these movies that have come out recently in the MCU without the looming threat, even though I know that Kang is not coming through immediately, but without the looming threat of Kang, which we got from Loki. You'd be lost watching the Marvels if you didn't see Ms. Marvel.
Oh, for sure.
Some people didn't like the Marvels because they didn't watch Ms. Marvel.
They didn't do their homework, right?
that is different. That is different.
They showed up in the theater.
You need to watch the MCU TV shows. You don't need to watch Summer League, right? Like these characters, most of them, these players, if we're keeping the analogy the same,
yeah.
Most of these players who we're going to call characters, they aren't going to make an appearance in the NBA next season.
These are all supporting
background type characters for the most part who aren't going to get major screen time in the NBA cinematic universe.
Right.
Absolutely, you don't need to watch Summer League.
So if there's like a Disney Plus show that showed the origin story of the background characters in the movie, that's kind of what Summer League is like. I can see that. It's a big week for superhero movies. Got Superman coming out this week, and then we've got the new Marvel movie coming up later this month. A lot of buzz around the new Fantastic Four. Which one of those do you think is going to do better at the box office? You got any analysis on that? Are you going to go to both of them in IMAX?
I listened to a podcast, and I'm blanking on it. I'm going to try and find it right now so I can shout it out because it was good. It had James Gunn on it, and James Gunn is running the DCU right now.
Was it Michael Rosenbaum?
No, it was Listen Now, DC Studios Showcase with James Gunn. Him sitting down talking about
it's like Greg Popovich.
The DCU had coming up.
It's like Greg Popovich jumping to like the worst NBA team. Can he do something with it here? Like, it's very exciting to see the James Gunn Superman. Like, there's the ties to it. Like, you're bringing this guy who has done outstanding work. What can he do? But what are they saying on this podcast, CJ?
He made us fall in love with Guardians of the Galaxy. And unless you were a diehard comic book nerd, you had no clue what was going on. You had never heard of any of those characters. So for him to grab one of, if not the most recognizable superhero in our American culture and Superman and tell that story is going to be interesting. I don't like Superman as a character. I find him boring. But listening to James Gunn talk about what they're trying to do with Superman in this universe, it made me decide, okay, I am going to go see Superman in movie theaters. I wasn't going to watch it at all, but I am going to go see it in theaters. To your question, though, which one between Superman and Fantastic Four do I think is going to be better? Until I see DC do a good job with one of these stories, and they've got James Gunn calls them diamond characters, where they're just the greatest of the great characters in the comic book lore. So Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. Until I see them do a good job with those, I can't believe that they will. James Gunn is a tremendous director. He's got a tremendous vision for what DC is. I've seen Marvel do good movies, though, and I've seen Marvel tie everything in, not just in individual movies, but in groups of movies and clusters of movies. And we are inching towards the next, after this Fantastic Four, we're going next year into the big, okay, here we go, it's Doomsday and Secret Wars, right, where a bunch of superheroes are going to be involved all at once. I've seen Marvel do a good job of those, and I think Fantastic Four will be the catalyst for the excitement around those movies. But I am going to go see both. I look forward to doing it.
Has James Gunn ever made a bad movie?
No.
He
may have made a movie you didn't like, but it wasn't a bad movie. He's made movies I don't like and I don't care to see again, but they weren't bad movies. They just weren't for me.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how well received these movies are and how well they do at the box office, because it's been the summer of Lilo and Stitch. I mean, Lilo and Stitch at the top right now as the highest grossing movie of the summer so far. almost doubled the amount of money How to Train Your Dragon, which is also, so if you don't like these turn a cartoon into a live action movies, well, I'm sorry. It looks like those are going to continue because the top two movies right now of the summer are both of those from.
And we didn't go see, we as a collective, didn't go see the, what's his name? Elio?
It's not doing well. Yeah.
I think it's the biggest flop in Pixar history.
Yeah, and they're frustrated because they're like, yo, y'all told us y'all wanted original movies. Y'all told us y'all were tired of these types of movies, the How to Train Your Dragon and the live action Lilo and Stitch. Y'all told us y'all were tired of that. But when we give you something original, you don't go and support it. You don't go see it. So why the hell would we stop doing that?
Right. You have F1, the movie, is an original doing okay. Sinners is still doing all right at the box office, even though it's on HBO Max. And there's not much original out there. Rebirth from Jurassic Park, your number one movie in America right now. But we'll see. I mean, people got tired of superhero movies, but this is actually an exciting month to see if we still can love them like we used to as recently.
If you do a good job, you got to do a good job. People didn't particularly care for Iron Man 3 or the second Thor, right? Like Marvel, the
Dark World. Dark World was not good.
Some duds. But that doesn't mean people won't rock with you if you give them a good version of a movie. And so here's hoping that both Superman and Fantastic Four are both good.
All right, my man, we appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all.
That is CJ Hurt of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. I got to go to my guy, Max Verstappen. So today, the surprise news was that Red Bull has fired Christian Horner, with reports largely linked to the fact that Red Bull is concerned about the issues between Max Verstappen and his camp and Christian Horner. Max today on Twitter, from my first race win to four world championships, we've shared incredible successes, winning memorable races and breaking countless records. Thank you for everything, Christian, and a picture of him hugging when most of all reports are the Verstappen's got Christian Horner out. Love that.
Gotta tell your story.
Keep doing you, Max. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show with George and Connor coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.